and welcome to ICIS Podcast. My name is Jasmine Fu, and I hope everyone tuning in today is safe and well. Today with me, I have Lin Aiteng, our editor for the Asia Beauty Design Report, and she will be sharing more with us on this market. So, Aiteng, how has the market been performing in the last few months?
Hi, Jasmine. The Asian beauty design market sank to a four-month low in January this year after a plant in Korea with a capacity of 150,000 tons per year restarted late last year after a nine-month-long outage. So at that time, this triggered concerns of a looming supply overhang of BD, especially since there were then high anticipations that more new BD projects, including a 200,000 tons per year unit in China's Zhejiang province, will come on stream in early 2021. But BD spot prices in Asia have recovered some lost ground since. It has settled in end April at about 28% higher than the lowest point in January.
I see. So how are things from a supply and demand perspective?
Yes, one reason behind the recovery seen in recent months of BD spot markets is indeed that on the supply front, prior concerns of supply overhang did not materialize. Several new projects that were earlier expected to come on stream in the first half of this year are still pending. This included the aforementioned 200,000 tons per year Zhejiang unit, as well as a 185,000 tons per year BD line within the Petronas Perchem complex in Johor, Malaysia. Furthermore, prompt support availabilities from existing plants are dropping the regional producer scaling back spot sales to prepare for upcoming turnaround. Based on ICIS data, at least 400,000 tons per year of BD capacity will be shut for varying durations in the May to June window for scheduled maintenance. On the demand front, there's also healthy downstream support, especially from the synthetic rubber sector, where tire makers have been ramping up to supply robust requirements from the automobile industry. The automobile industry has seen steady recovery and growth in the last few quarters, and for instance, in China, March car sales jumped an impressive 75% year-on-year. Other downstream sectors such as the white goods and electrical appliances manufacturing have also done well. It is riding on a boom in construction and housing. This also boosted, in turn, demand for related raw materials, including BD.
I see. So can you tell us a little bit more on how the market is expected to perform in the near term?
Certainly. Looking ahead, there are actually some potential derailers to Asia's BD market, both from the supply and demand angle. Firstly, on the supply front, some of the new projects may indeed come on stream in the second half of this year, and once that happens, it will invariably lengthen BD supply. This may also push BD buyers into a much more cautious approach to spot procurement, keeping to buying only on a need-to basis and powering down intense stock building purchases. On the demand front, it also remains to be seen how resurgence of coronavirus worries, especially in the form of the ongoing second and very devastating wave of infections in India, how this may weigh in on downstream operations. Now that some states in India have been locked down, tire factories there are heard unable to run at full rate due to manpower shortage and other logistical constraints. And invariably, this will affect in due course requirements for upstream feedstock BD. Besides the coronavirus factor, a widening global shortage of semiconductor chips may also weigh in on demand, especially from sectors like electronic appliance manufacturing and automobile. And so this will also impact on the demand and offtake for upstream feedstock.
I see. Thank you very much, Aiteng, for sharing your valuable insights with us today. So please be sure to check the ICIS dashboard regularly for more updates and information. So it is also now very easy for subscribers to subscribe by searching ICIS Chemicals on their podcast app or on Spotify. Thank you very much for being with us today, and take care, stay safe, and we'll see you again.
Thank you.